Project 101.5. Hey, that Outdoor Vision Fest thing is happening again at the Santa Fe University Art and Design this Friday. And I've got a couple of folks here that are going to tell you a little bit about it. Terry Borst, Alex Emmons, welcome.
Hey.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Now, it's Friday, 8:45, which I guess is just after dark.
It is right as darkness falls and is complete, and it's a perfect time to experience what we're going to be doing for the next 2 hours plus on that Friday night. This is free. It's open to the public. It's this incredible outdoor event where we get to share the creative skills of our students as they create video maps of some of the architecture on campus, environmental projections. They create interactive media. There's really exciting backlit photography and lots more. And Alex can tell us more about it as well.
I imagine it's the sort of thing that really can't happen during the daylight. Has to happen at night. Is that correct?
Oh, it has to happen at night. How else would we see it?
Well, I haven't actually gone. I've only seen pictures. But from what I understand, it looks... I've seen things like this if you go like on the boardwalk in Santa Monica, for example. Or, you know, there's places where people go, like they just go on the weekends and they do it up with lights on the side of the buildings and whatnot. And I'm guessing it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that, but way bigger. We're going to have about 40 installations, including an installation from visiting artists from Turkey who've been creating these really groundbreaking kind of light and audio shows. We'll be projecting it on the tallest tower of the Visual Arts Center on campus. And if you're even driving along St. Mike's Drive, you're going to be seeing it from St. Mike's. But come on into the campus. It's free. There's even going to be free food and experience it. It's like going to Disneyland, but way cheaper, you know, kind of way faster in terms of transit as well.
How long have people been working on these installations, Alex?
My class has been working for this semester. I'm teaching two digital imaging classes, one beginning, one intermediate. It seemed like a great opportunity to do something more interactive than just printing on digital paper. So this semester, but some of our colleagues have been working all year long or brainstorming how they were going to incorporate their students in graphic design, moving image, photography. I'm trying to think if anyone's been working all year long, but it's a long time process.
We had very excited students even last year, so they were already brainstorming possible installations for the year to come.
Has anybody got a 3D one? I saw a really cool 3D one online.
Actually, what we have are a lot of kind of sculptural installations combined with video. So there's a real 3D nature to that. There's a virtual spray paint installation where you can safely and legally practice your graffiti for the evening. There's a kind
you know
of a
what?
Video
if
game.
It's safe and legal, it's no fun.
That's we'll what make
I,
it fun.
That's what I hear. What do you mean? Virtual? How do you do virtual graffiti?
What you'll have is, you know, it's sort of like a spray can that's a mouse, but you hold it in your hand. It's like a Wiimote, you know, and yeah, you spray the screen, all kinds of colors come out. You get to, you know, wipe it immediately if you don't like it. It is the coolest thing.
Nice. Now, and it's totally legal. It's not, maybe they should have an installation like that up all the time.
We might start that. That might be great. Might allow students to blow off a lot of steam. It'd be great.
Now, you were telling me about how many people showed up last year to check this.
We had hundreds last year coming down. We're hoping for even more this year. You know, the more the merrier. It's real exciting there, all the music that's going on and sound and dancing. I mean, it's really terrific.
Now, Alex, you guys are working long hours into the night, making sure these things work, right?
Well, I would say that all of us have been working long hours. I mean, we've been doing 4 dress rehearsals. My students just started getting involved with the dress rehearsals and getting excited. So, you know, it's getting close, and you can kind of sense that everyone's getting excited across campus with this event.
Are you at all worried that people are going to be, you know, having their jaws open, staring up at the buildings and kind of just like bump into each other?
I kind of like that idea. I'm going to take my headlamp just to make sure I don't, you know, fall down because there's so much stuff happening. But it's documentary, it's creative, it's fictional. There's a class project of mine called Weird Science. We're having a good time.
Do you recommend that people bring headlamps? I wouldn't have thought of that.
It won't hurt because we knocked out an awful lot of the lights. So if they feel like bringing a headlamp or, you know, one of those little light things you get to swirl all around, sure.
Okay. Now, where do you recommend everybody park for this free event?
I think if you come in on St. Mike's Drive, we'll actually have security that'll be kind of pointing the way to park, so it'll work out fine.
Okay. All right. And what if there's too many people that come?
We should have that problem. It's a big campus there. We got a lot of parking spaces. We could squeeze you in, even if it's kind of late and maybe you're coming back from a show or dinner or whatever. Come on in at 10 o'clock. We'll be going till just about 11 p.m. before we start shutting things down.
8:45 to 10:45 is what the website says. Now, I know this is Santa Fe and things don't often happen on time, but it sounds like it might.
It might actually do that. We can let you know about a couple of websites where people can get more information.
Can get more at santafe.com.
They can, absolutely. Santafe.com is a great partner and a great place to find more information. And, of course, there's santafeuniversity.edu and also our Facebook page. So on Facebook, look us up, Outdoor Vision Fest, all one word. Like our page. You'll get all kinds of information about what we're up to.
It's going to be cool, and it only happens one time every year, so don't miss it. This Friday, 8:45, just after dark, Outdoor Vision Fest. Terry Boris, Alex Emmons, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Chris.
Anything you want to say on the back end of things? Last words?
Come on out. It's going to be great. You'll feel sorry if you miss it.
Hope to see you there.
Take care.